Today is Friday, January 7th, 2020, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Liana Norman. Today, I'm here with Spinnaker's sports editor, Drew McDonald. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
Yeah, we have a landmark story here. We have
a landmark story.
Yes, it's quote that. It's my quote. UNF beach volleyball finally got their new complex on campus. The sand's there. The nets are up. Scoreboard's up. They're doing a ceremony on Saturday to cut the ribbons. Ceremoniously, of course.
Ceremoniously, of course. Yes. So on Saturday, they're cutting the ribbons to the new beach volleyball facility here at UNF. When are they going to have their first game on it? Do you know?
We are 15 days away from our first match. Basically, I thought it would be cool because like, students can come to the match, bring a towel and a beach chair, chill out there for an hour or two, watch some good volleyball.
So there's bleachers and there's beach chair seating?
Well, it's like a BYOBC, bring your own beach chair.
Oh, true.
Yes.
But there's no bleachers?
There's bleachers. It's okay. There's a stadium seating.
So there's both. Yes. There's a nice mix. That's nice.
Hey, Montana.
So is there anything else to know about this new stadium? Court? What is a beach volleyball facility called?
I call it a court or a complex.
Complex.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it was a surprise, actually. I think I talked about this in previous episodes, but it was a surprise. They had a ceremony out on, like, the field before the court became the field. How to say? If you're a field that goes to a court. So it was the field at that point before it was a court.
The field before construction.
That, yes.
There you go.
That's where I was, September, and basically surprised the team announcing that there'd be a new complex happening, but it's been September, October, November, December, January, February. All right, math. Here we go. October, November, December, January, February. That's 5 months in the making since they first
So they have this fresh, new outdoor beach volleyball facility that's been 5 months in the making. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the team is excited to play on it. Have you talked to any of them about it?
Yeah, I talked to a couple of them. You know, they used to practice at the fountains, basically, mm-hmm. by the dorms. And it's not really the best conditions. It's more kind of like a amateur, like, you know, hotel.
Recreational. Kinda, yeah.
Like, they have, like, those, like, thorn things in the grass. They kind of, like, slip on sometimes.
So. Yeah.
It's a nice little change, a little champagne problem to have. You can have your own complex on campus, you know.
That's wonderful. Well, yeah. Thank you, Drew. Stick with us because when we get back, I am going to talk a little bit about one of the most revolutionary women of our time. On Wednesday, February 5th, UNF and the World Affairs Council of Jacksonville hosted a conversation with Madeleine Albright. Madeleine Albright is not only a current professor at Georgetown, the author of 6 New York Times best-selling books, ex-diplomat, and a businesswoman, but she also served as the 64th Secretary of State of the United States. In 1997, under the Bill Clinton administration, she was named the first female Secretary of State and became, at that time, the highest-ranking woman in the history of U.S. government. While on stage, Madeleine talked about politics, business, her worldview, but she also talked about her personal life. She explained what it was like to grow up in Czechoslovakia, have to leave during World War II, go to live in London as a refugee, come back to Czechoslovakia, and leave again to come live in the United States. For more details on what this event was like, you can read my article at the link below. Trust me, you'll want to. It was a great evening. Stick around because when we get back, we're going to talk about how basketball coaches all across America every January donate money to cancer and why. We are back and I am here with Zach Yearwood. He is a sports reporter for us. Zach, tell me about your top story of the week.
Well, I love this story. It's about our UNF's men's basketball head coach, Matthew Driscoll, and his wife, who every January, coaches across all of America, basketball coaches, they do multiple things to help raise money for cancer awareness, research, and early screening. So this year, UNF specifically raised about $2,800.
Wow.
Schools, I think the highest the highest raising school was Creighton with like $54,000.
Wow.
Which is insane. But what they do is the way they raise awareness is the coaches will wear sneakers with their suits, which is a weird look for anybody. And so it just asks the question, hey, why are you wearing sneakers? Then they can go ahead and answer because we're raising money for cancer. And the actual fundraiser itself that they've been doing for the last few years is they'll have one game where they'll shoot, or however many three-pointers the team makes, depending on how much money someone pledges, they multiply the pledge by the number of three-pointers made. So this year, we made 10 threes in the game against Liberty, and that rate went up to about $2,800, which was awesome.
Wow, that's incredible. And why do they raise money for cancer research and awareness? Is it particular to Driscoll?
So the organization Coaches Versus Cancer started in 1993 with Missouri's old head basketball coach. His name was Storman Norman Roberts, I believe. And he had cancer himself back in the 90s. And once he beat cancer, he wanted to help raise money for the people that were going through that struggle and that fight. And he wanted to make sure they weren't going through it alone. Mm-hmm. So he started the organization. Almost immediately, coaches started catching on and started doing stuff with him. But they did galas and golf tournaments, which is more for bigger schools. So Coach Driscoll's wife, Carrie, was one of the bigger influences in helping smaller schools like us. We were a mid-major. High schools, they found ways that they can start raising money.
Involving everybody.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So it's really personal, especially for Coach Driscoll and Carrie, because Coach Driscoll lost a brother to cancer. Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, he's been doing everything he can to help raise money, raise awareness, get people screened early, stuff like that. And the men's basketball team for UNF, they've done it a couple times where they'll adopt a child with cancer and spend a few days with him, bring him to the games, bring him to practices, just spend time with him. And it's awesome. Coach Driscoll, during that interview that I did with him, was in tears talking about all this stuff, and it felt really good to be sharing this story.
That's great. Thank you, Zach. Tune in next Friday at 1 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Drew McDonald, our sports editor, myself, and Zach Yearwood, our sports reporter, and to our audio engineer, Emma Finnegan. For more of the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. To read the stories that we talked about today, you can click on those links right below this soundbar that you're listening to right now. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.